Greetings in Jesus' name on this 18th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we've had, 4 or 5 inches of snow and then rain on top of it. I had to go out and plow yesterday and get all of the slush out of the road and out of the parking lots and different things, but it's an icy mess out there this morning, and we are excited to be going back to school and preparing our hearts for Bible class. Even now, I've been early at it this morning in my office, seeking the Lord and reading through the wonderful Word of God, the book of Matthew and the book of Genesis, and asking God to speak to my heart as we've sought Him in prayer and believing Him that He would send a mighty revival personally, that He would touch our hearts individually. And I'm asking Him to touch my heart, that He would send a mighty revival through this area, through the school, through the ministry of the church, through the different parts of this country, this region, New England. I'm believing God for a mighty revival, and I'm asking Him to do that. I've been in prayer asking Him to stir my heart and stir our church's heart. And would you pray with us that God would do just that? Praying also for the airplane that's in repairs. We're believing God for the money to come in. We thank God for $1,000 that came in over the weekend. And we're believing God for the rest of that money to come in to get that airplane repaired and back up in the air, going for the glory of God, and asking the Lord to show us where He would have for us to start another church. Our day again is busy with a school ministry and a ball game today, and I'm teaching trades and pouring my life into others and investing my life into others so that they might be able to be their best for Christ. In your Bible today, I want to call your attention to a verse of Scripture found here in Genesis chapter 45 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God." And Joseph is speaking to his brethren, and his brethren, of course, have had a rude awakening. The one whom they thought they had got rid of, the one whom they had thought they had sold into slavery, and the one whom they thought that they had washed their hands of, has found out that he is the one that is feeding them. The one whom they have rejected, now he is the one that they're going to have to receive. And it's interesting because there does come in all of our lives a day of judgment. And here for the Joseph's brothers, they thought that they had made it scot-free. They thought that they were in a position where they could just go on with their life. But there was a famine that came in the land, and they needed corn. And they found out that all the corn was in Egypt. And lo and behold, the one who would ultimately be in charge of that corn would be Joseph, because God, in His supernatural power, took care of His man, Joseph. Joseph is a wonderful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rejected, yet still he went to the cross of Calvary and pled and died on the cross of Calvary for our sins, and pled for his brethren that they might come to him. And here Joseph is before his brethren, feeding them, and his brethren are nervous, and they're wondering what they're going to do. And Joseph simply says to them, "So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God." Joseph realized that it was God that was orchestrating all of this. Even though it was a hard time in Joseph's life, even though he was thrown into the pit and then went into Potiphar's house and then made himself his way into the prison, then out of the prison into the Pharaoh's court, yet it was God that led him every step of the way. I'm praying today that somehow in the recesses of our soul that we can come to an understanding that it's God that is guiding us. It is God that is orchestrating all this. Whoop! Hallelujah. It's God that is putting all of this together. And Joseph said, "Boys, I know that you're serious about what's going on. I understand that you have a very painful heart because of what you did to me, but it's God that orchestrated all this. And we wonder about the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but it was God that allowed His Son to be born. It was God that sent His Son to be born a virgin. It was God who allowed him to suffer on the cross. It was God that allowed him to be buried. But it was God that 3 days later, thank God, caused him to rise victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Oh my, we must be encouraged today out of this text. He said it wasn't you, but it was God. And may the Lord encourage each of you today that are across radio land that you might just realize you don't understand what's going on, but it's God. He's orchestrating it all. He's working it all out, and he'll do that for you. He'll do that for me. He'll do that for anybody. He's no partial. He's not a respecter of persons. It's our God, and we give him the glory for how he is guiding. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.